HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another She Slays Champion story. This week on She Slays, we have with us Sanika Devdikar. Sanika was diagnosed with depression and anxiety in 2012. Early diagnosis and effective therapy helped her to take affirmative action. After 4 years of therapy and counseling, at the age of 20, she started her commercial art journey, and there has been no looking back since. She is also an acclaimed photographer and has worked for Dove and Getty Images. Sanika also started her own initiative, Hridayantar, which encourages conversations about mental health, with the motive to spread the message of kindness. Come, let's listen to this champion story.
Hi, I'm Sanika Devdikar, and I am a fine art photographer by profession. I'm 24 years old, and I'm based in Dombivli, a suburb near Bombay. And today, I'm going to speak a bit about my journey with battling depression. When I speak about my journey, I speak about the year 2011 in particular. That's when it all started. And the way I personally see mental health awareness increasing by the day today, which is a really great thing, by the way. It was not much prevalent back then. And I personally feel that if I was a lot more aware of what was happening to me, I would have gotten help a lot faster, you know. But that's okay. Better late than never, you know. So I was just lying in my bed day after day. I did not want to get out. I never used to go out, in fact. My friends used to come and visit me. They used to call me out, and I was always, like, most of the times I used to give them reasons, you know. I had my reasons ready to not go out instead. I actually found my solace sitting in the darkness. So that's what I actually, like, really remember. And in contrast today, I love sitting in sunlight. So you see, like, I can personally see this as a victory, because the girl who used to love sitting in darkness, you know, closing, shutting all the doors and windows, and you know, today I am someone who actually enjoys sunlight every single day from my morning. Like, you know, in the mornings I actually go and sit in my work from home study desk near my window, and I personally love sunlight. So you see, I personally count that as a major victory in my life. We live in a country where the matrix exam and even the 12th standard exam is considered to be really important, which actually shapes your future. I personally don't think that it did not shape my future in any way. It has not helped me in any way. But back then, when I was told this by the society, I was scared to death. I'm not even kidding. German is my favorite subject, okay? I love German language. I love the culture. And I am also a researcher in the Holocaust and World War II. So I, back then, when I was actually, you know, in the initial phases of my studies in this same subject, that is exactly why I chose to study German in my 12th. That's why I took the language. And I remember I was not a good scorer even in my school when it comes to academics. So I did not score well in school, no matter how hard I tried. Same happened in my 12th. That I tried so much, and I don't know, I just had this panic that I might not pass, and that's what I kept telling myself, that what if you fail, you know. That whole pressure started building up in the exam class, I remember. I started sweating so incessantly that I drank water. I finished a whole 1 liter of my bottle within just an hour. I started crying. I could not write anything on the answer sheet, and I got up, I submitted the paper. I knew that I'm not gonna pass, but I just did not give a shit at that point. I left the exam hall, called my mom to pick me up. And when I came home, I started crying, because I told her that please don't expect anything from me. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna lay over here. That was one of the major blows I had, that after 10th, I felt this worthless about myself. That's when it started to bother me. That, you know, people are always going to judge me by how much I am scoring in my academics. They will never look at me as an artist and the artwork I produce or the artwork I am going to create. They would never see me like that. I knew that I am not going to pass. And I did not, of course. I did not pass. That was one of the major blowouts in my life, which at that point I felt so bad about myself that I thought that this is all worthless. What am I even doing? I should stop doing everything altogether. The initial phase of when I realize and acknowledge that I have a problem and I have to deal with it, like deal as in I have to cure myself from this, was it's not an easy journey, but initial days were really odd for me. I acknowledged it after one point, I gave in and I realized that I need to help myself get out of this. And I used to earlier have constant anxiety, you know, constantly, and then followed up with panic attacks, constant anger. You know, I was angry all the time for no reason. I did not understand my mood swings either, and neither did my parents until I actually started going to therapy. And the therapist actually called my parents for proper consultation without me being there in the room. And I think they explained my situation to them a lot more properly for them to understand how to deal with me for a while, you know, until I actually get stable. Thankfully, because of, again, I have a supporting family, I was never suicidal, like never have I ever felt, because of their support, irrespective of therapy or whatever. Before even we realized that I need therapy, they were there for me all the time. I still remember I used to get up at 3 a.m. out of nowhere and I used to start crying, you know. And I did not even understand, yeah, like what was happening to me, like why am I crying? And then I, you know, the constant thoughts that I can't do anything, I can't do anything in life, I will not be able to do anything, I will not be able to achieve anything. And that constant doubting, feeling worthless was something which I was not able to get rid of. And I used to actually punch in the walls. I'll admit this today, I kind of had to bend a steel rod one day. That's how angry I got about a trivial fight at home. So there was that. And then when I went to the therapist, eventually things started getting better. Let me tell you something. I have always spoken of this in all of my interviews. I love my family. They are a blessing to me. My sister, my mom and dad, they always have looked out for me, and touch wood, I really love them. When I advocate mental health, I always say that families should be a lot more supportive. If one of your family members is going through something like this, they should be really supportive of it. My parents initially, especially my mom, realized that I need a therapist, and in fact she was the one to suggest me to go to one therapist, you know. And that's when I started my therapy. It was of course not easy for me to open up to someone that easy to deal and acknowledge that what was going on with me, but I think it's like most of the credit goes to my sister and my mom and my dad, that you know, they kind of pushed me to go to therapist to get treated properly. So I think they kind of were aware of what was happening to me, because let me tell you something, what we do is we four usually sit in a hall and we discuss everything, be it a trivial issue, be it a major issue, like major matters in our lives, or be it world news or everything. It's just like we love discussing it with each other, and that's how we connect, and we always have done that. So I think even this issue, to what I remember, was also discussed, and that's when my mom came to me the next day saying that we should take you for a therapy. And that's when my journey with going to a therapist and, you know, going for the sessions started. And initially with one or two sittings, as like other people do, I backed off saying that this is not helping me, you know, this is not happening. But then eventually I gave in again. I relapsed, you know, back into the sitting in the dark room and whatnot. So my parents were like, you know, you can't do it like this. You have to get treated. And just as other diseases take time, you know, people take time to recover from any illness they're suffering or they're going through. This is also something like that, that you need to get proper help, and that's how you're going to get treated and you will feel better eventually. So one of the reasons which I felt empowered was by my therapist, that after the sessions were reduced, when they thought that, okay, you know what, now I'm way much, you know, stable than I was before, I promised myself one thing, that I will never compromise on my food habits ever again. And I have never been a child who had issues with, you know, eating what my mom made, or, you know, I used to throw tantrums. I never had that issue. I in fact love eating healthy food. I love green leafy vegetables. I have always loved what my mom prepares. She's one of the best cooks, by the way. So I really enjoyed what she used to make. It's just the phase I was in. And that's after that whole phase was over, I realized that I'm never gonna compromise ever. So that was a really great lesson. And let me tell you something, I have realized that I've grown so much as a person. I always evaluate my whole year, every year end. And that's how I count my progress, and it helps me understand myself better as a person. I think that's when I did that, you know, when it comes to food habits as well. I started practicing yoga, and I remember that I used to visit my nutritionist and the yoga practitioner every day, who happens to be, who I call like as a close one. She's almost like close as an aunt. So she used to take these yoga sessions every day for half an hour, and I got so better at those yoga positions that one point she even asked me to, you know, get a degree in yoga. So you see, I love yoga, you know, doing it personally every single day. I used to look forward to going there and, you know, attending with other fellow mates. So that's how my journey to recovery started. I think I can contribute to yoga and meditation and working out and eating healthy, you know, because that is very important. That's how your body responds back. And the day I started eating healthy, the day I started getting back in shape, I felt much better about myself. I started loving myself. I want to tell you all one thing. No matter what the society tells you, take it in your own pace. You don't have to rush. You don't have to start feeling good about yourself because the society asks you to. Take it in your own pace. But I also suggest, I would love it if you start therapy. There is nothing to be ashamed of if you are going to a therapist. This is what my therapist told me initially when I was feeling a bit odd about sharing my problems with them. When we have fever, what do? We go to a doctor, we get treated, and that's how we recover, right? Therapy is something like that, but it takes a little bit of, like, you know, more of your time. But it's worth it. I went to a therapist. I worked on my mental well-being. I chose to give myself priority, and I chose to realize and acknowledge that my problems are temporary. And if I can do it, then I also believe that all of us have this rising potential of dealing with our issues and handling them carefully. I am also aware of it that many of you who are listening to this podcast, I would love it if you guys recover soon. I would want nothing but to see you all being content and stable. And that's all I wish. I want you all to have a speedy recovery, because we all of us want to make this world a better place. And that has become my new aim in my life. I genuinely want to make this world a better place to live for other people, because with growing issues, we all had a rough year. 2020 was a really difficult year for all of us, and that is exactly why one of the major reasons is we started Rudayantar, is because I thought that people need help. It's good to help people, you know, it feels good, it kind of builds up my confidence too. And speaking to other people, knowing their struggles, giving them the confidence that everything is going to be okay, makes me feel good about myself, and it gives me a lot more confidence and also a major push that I can do better in life and, you know, help more people as much as I can. So guys, let's heal each other and let's grow together equally. Once again, thank you so much for this, for everything you guys have done. I think you're doing an amazing job by inviting people to speak about mental health. It's really needed and a necessity these days to make people aware of why therapy is important and why mental health awareness is important. Thank you so much once again.
So this was Sanika's story, a true she slays fighter indeed. We hope her story inspires you and encourages you to take better care of your health. If you too have a story to tell, then do write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com and let us tell your story to the world. Till then, stay tuned in and don't forget to like, share and subscribe to She Slays. This is your host Chai Dabba signing off. I will see you next week with another champion story. Till then, take care and keep slaying.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast. HD Smartcast.